Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green and Mr. Eric Sawyer on the Sports Friday. Mr. Eric Sawyer, remember what we're supposed to do this morning?
I do.
Let's go. Good morning, Mr. Ankusara.
Good morning, Mr. Ankusara. Happy Earth Strong. Happy Solar Trippy.
Yeah. Good morning to the best meteorologist in the whole of the Bahamas, including Justice Gardens. He puts Basil Dean
to shame.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Because the seas are always 2 to 4 feet. To 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you are.
With a ruler. It's always 2 to 4 feet, no matter where.
Wherever you are in the world, you could guarantee that. Weather report can come true.
Small craft,
yeah.
Stay in port.
That mean the safest thing to do?
Safest thing to do.
Our brother, Ankusara, has left us, I think, not entirely from the comedy world and is taking on another charge. He is the leader of the Coptic Church Bahamas branch, and he's taking on an awesome responsibility.
He has.
Leading people in faith. And so we don't get mad at him because he can't come crack jokes with us anymore on the porch because he's gone to a higher calling. And we want to say happy, happy birthday to Ankusara, the father, the teacher, the spiritual leader, the chef, the comedian, the weatherman, the headmaster, the sports coach, the discipliner of little children, the haver of fun, the teller of jokes, the man of all seasons, Ankusara, Cleveland Aeneas
III. Third, yep.
It is our pleasure to be in your company. You have taught us about legacy. And for that, we will always be grateful. Hope you're having a wonderful day, Anku.
I'm sure he probably is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's somewhere, you know.
And he also let us compete in the Justice Gardens Corner Boy Olympics.
Yes. He was a great commentator.
Yeah.
He really was.
He didn't call any of the fouls I committed, and I appreciate that greatly. Because he knew I wasn't going to win anyway.
No blood, no foul.
Yeah. You know I wasn't going to win. It didn't make sense to call the foul. Morning, Anku, and thank you very much. It's a Sports Friday, and joining us in studio today is Mr. Sheldon Longley. You are on the BAAA board, right?
Yes.
And he is a sports guardian sports reporter this morning, joining us.
Morning, Sheldon.
Morning, brother.
Interrogate him a bit about the news before these two gentlemen get talking about sports. First of all, I guess the most important news of the day is that SAS won BAISS. I think that was appropriate. Not because this is the third straight championship that they've won. I mean, y'all did it well. Despite disqualifications, your students went out there and beat the track bad. And as
should have disqualified him from having such a raucous celebration.
They should have a.
Yeah, just calm down and relax yourself. In better news, Aquinas College is in the top 10, first time in a very long time. He came seventh.
This is the celebratory
seventh.
Moment right
he
here.
He came seventh.
Because, you know, QC
some
came second.
Something to celebrate.
Yeah, without a doubt. It really, Temple Christian come today.
So I guess we should celebrate our 4th through St. John's.
Hey, wait, listen, got to celebrate that because, you know, one sock cheating, they happy.
No, but Temple Christian coming third is a huge deal.
Listen, we cannot confirm nor deny that, I guess I could deny blatantly. I don't know if they cheated Mr. Sawyer. What I do know is that QC.
Once you pull 4 sock, you cheat. You cheat like the rest of them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I get it. I understand. Like, once you're a raccoon, you're the thief.
Yeah,
raccoon
exactly.
Thief. I don't care. You could have the nicest raccoon.
You could find a raccoon as a priest. He's a thief.
I got you. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Well, okay. In case, they've been cheating for 30 years.
They've been winning for 30 years.
30, yeah.
Boy, Sack, it's a good thing your reputation stands ahead of you, Mr. Sawyer. I don't know what we're going to do.
But you know what happens?
We're just going to have to avoid feelings.
They were denying St. John's our one championship for a very, very long time.
I remember that.
Until I had to bring it public.
Yeah.
We won in 1989. For a very long time, they're saying Sack won every single one. And I keep saying this, no, it's not true, it's not true. St. John's 189.
Well, there you go.
You know, it finally made public a couple of years back. You know, so yeah, give us that one championship, let us celebrate that.
Yeah. If not, why not?
Yeah. You know? Congratulations, Sac. 1,324.5 points. I don't know. We don't need, just drop the 0.5 points, like the penny, just drop it. QC came second with 1,152.5 points. Mm-hmm. St. Temple Christian, third place, first time. We expect to see them in the top five again next year. 451.5 points. St. John's College with 381 points in fourth. And St. Anne's Blue Waves with 264.5 points in fifth place. Now, SAC won all of the four boys divisions. And QC and SAC split the girls division. And then GSSA started. So right after the independent private schools...
Mommy, you got to make sure so you get this right. You got to say G-triple-S-A.
G-triple-S-A. Don't say G-S-S-S-A.
No. G-S-S-S-A is not it.
Okay. G-triple-S-A. Just like B-triple-A's.
Right.
I got you. These are important things to know. This is called track culture, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I figure you could upset some people. Like if you are talking about a meet, but you don't mention the club that hosted the meet. Right? That's a big deal, right, Sheldon?
Big deal. You got to mention the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sponsors. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to give them the credit. Especially the title sponsor. They got to be in the title.
I got you. Okay, now these are important things for me to learn as a pretend sports. I mean, I'm a sports reporter. I just like to report on the sports, my teams.
Yeah. Just like Carifta. Carifta is not just Carifta. It's the Oak Tree Carifta Games, the 50th Oak Tree Carifta Games.
All right, and then we learn to remember to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the Oak Tree 50th Carifta Games.
Yeah, all right, quick. You mean as an Oak Tree Medical?
Yeah, Oak Tree Medical.
Okay, good. But the owner and proprietor,
$300,000.
Yeah, but the owner and proprietor of Oak Tree Medical. He's indeed a very good friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Don Diego DeVoe.
I think he's a SAC alumni.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Class O, too.
Yeah,
look at that. That's SAC class, eh? Yeah. And SAC class.
Yeah.
Thank you, SAC.
Class and of 2002.
Yeah.
Spend this money. That's what.
But that's some good alumni spirit. I like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so watch this, Sheldon. Now that we sort of raised that point, right? I was looking at this article, Golden Girl Pauline Davis, Carifta Trials should take precedent over any track meet, right? And basically, Pauline Davis Thompson said that she's concerned that athletes are, I guess, expending too much energy competing when they should be resting for the big race, right? Now, I say, well, this is an interesting conversation because I agree with you. You know, I have to rest like for a whole month before I go to race. And these young kids are definitely competing at the highest level. But if you end the trials and opportunities to qualify too early, a lot of athletes may not hit their qualifying time and may not make it, those who have the potential, right? So I imagine you run as many meets as possible leading up to the big meet to give students an opportunity to qualify.
I'm not a big fan of athletes running every single week.
Okay.
The clubs, they tend to have meets every other weekend. Every weekend, I should say, leading up until the Carifta Trials. You know, then you have the high school meets, PISS and GSSA and all that. It's up to the coaches and the parents to really gauge their athletes. You know, I don't think they should be running. Like you said, there should be a rest and recovery period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe they should be running every week in terms of trying to improve their time. That's what they're training us for.
Yeah.
You see, so train them, make sure they peak at the right time so they could peak at the Carifta Trials so they could qualify for Carifta.
Right. So when Pauline Davis-Thompson talks about sort of the technical side, right, like she hopes there's improvement in the technical work, what I thought was, what about improving access to technology to aid the recovery time, right? So student athletes may be able to compete more with more frequency, but they have access to tools to aid recovery, like ice baths, like sauna, infrared showers, and massage therapists and physical therapists who can run routines with them through the week as they're training to ensure that they're training in a way that aids or prioritizes recovery over performance, right? I just thought it was a fascinating space. Mm-hmm. But you've come today to talk to us a bit about track and field.
Yes.
So let us know what's happening.
Next on the agenda for us is the Carifta Trials. That is March 25th to 27th over there at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. This year is kind of unique in that they're combining it with the high school nationals. As a matter of fact, they're supposed to have a press conference this morning, but I got pushed back to Monday. This is the first time that they're ever combining the Carifta Trials and the high school nationals.
All right.
So we're going to see hundreds of athletes in action from March 25th to 27th.
Okay, but listen, this is cool. Is this in an attempt to reduce the schedule and the number of meets before the big meet?
It is. It is. Yeah. I think it was a bit too compacted in terms of the number of meets. You know, you're going from BISS straight into GSSSA.
Yeah.
And if they had the nationals, then you're going straight into that and then into Crifter Trials.
Yeah.
So with this being, with Crifter being kind of ready this year, at the beginning of April, you know, it was decided to combine the high school nationals and the Crifter Trials into one. Let's see if we can get these athletes qualified.
No, I think it's a great idea.
Cut down on injury too.
Because and sometimes we don't think about the other resources that are strained or drained with the frequency of events, like parents and guardians, right? Mm-hmm. And the people who have to provide transportation and the people who are funding the teams to ensure that they have the food and beverage, the snacks and the fuel to power them through the event, right?
And then not only that, when you talk about high school nationals, you're talking about athletes coming from out of town, from the Family Islands and Freeport. You don't want them coming back for a second week for the Crifter Trials.
Yeah,
right?
That's money.
That's too much expense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so, like when I'm thinking about technology and a focus on track and field, like if track and field is going to be the national sport,
mm-hmm.
or if we're going to like economically propel it to the top by the amount of money we are mm-hmm. prepared to invest in it, we need a charter school. We need, I think that's the right language.
Yeah.
We need a school specific for athletes that will focus on giving them the best athletic opportunities to train and qualify, but also focus on academics in the best way for each student, right? It's going to be a degree of individualized learning in the institution itself, and certainly a curriculum that's different from what other students are studying, but ensuring that they're hitting the basics, the fundamentals, and then the fundamentals for sports. Because just because you didn't qualify at a track meet doesn't mean you can't be a statistician and a world-leading statistician, right? And so I think with the archipelagic nature of the country, students, athletes flung all over the islands, a charter school, and maybe not even in New Providence, may be the best way forward to ensure that we have I don't want to treat them like chattel, but we have an inventory of athletes prepared to compete.
Yeah, see, there's a thin line when you're talking. If you were to say you can get a charter school, there's a thin line that you see now in the NBA is starting to be crossed.
Yeah,
because these younger players in the NBA, they've been playing ball from 13, 14 in the AAU circuit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with the AAU circuit.
I've heard about it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you go and play the AAU, then you go to college a year or two, because nowadays nobody wants to stay in college long, you know.
LeBron killed that dream.
Well, Kevin Garnett was the first.
I know, but once LeBron did it, it was like, oh.
Yeah, but you're putting so much wear and tear on your body, and it's such a specialized sport. Now, LeBron is just, these last 4.5 years have been a bit different, because Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah.
But he's been the Iron Man. In the previous 15 years, he's missed, but 70 games. And that's ridiculous when you factor in an 82-game season.
Yeah.
Jordan played 82 games, but 3 or 4 times, 81, 3 or 4 times, 80 games, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times, you know. But them fellas didn't have to play AAU, you know, because that's a whole nother level of ball. So if you can go down the road of saying that you can get yourself a charter school, yes, I do believe in it. But if you're going to have yourself a charter school just to let certain muscles rest, maybe, all right, you may be a specialist in short put.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Don't throw at your shoulder getting it together straight through. You may just want to go swimming.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just give your muscles some rest. Just some rest and recovery,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, you're developing some supplemental strength.
Yeah, and so to all those students that you be right now sitting in that science class wondering, what am I doing here? Does this make any sense? Yes, it does. Sports science, billion-dollar industry. Billion-dollar industry across the world, sports science. And the beauty of it is this. You don't have to leave the Bahamas to do it, because what you do is you build a therapeutic center for athletes, retired athletes, mm-hmm. and off-season athletes. So they, when mm-hmm. they are on vacation,
yeah,
like, because they already say, oh, you can, reporter, you can catch me on the flight to the Bahamas.
Right.
I already on my way there.
Right.
They're also coming here for sports recovery, for mm-hmm. sports therapy, for mm-hmm. sports science, right? Like, we need a boy like Odell Beckham Jr. and Tua Tagliova in here right now, so we could show them what they need to do to get their body back in line. following the Jazz Chisholm model. Mm-hmm, Jazz Chisholm hit his first home run in spring training.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and I'm glad he took the time to figure out what he needed to do to heal his back. Right? Yeah, that's a whole billion-dollar industry right there.
Yeah, them fellas severely overpaid.
So look here, what more do we need to know about track and field as we approach this big meet?
Right now we have the GAA going on right now. CHU is on the junior segment yesterday. The senior championships wrap up today.
Okay.
Track and field is a big thing in the news right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all of our athletes looking to qualify this week, and also have the NCAA indoors going on over there in the American colleges. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, the outdoor season gets underway. So I expect the number of qualifiers to probably double in the next week. Right now we have 30 plus.
So, okay. Right. So, right, 30 plus. So what happens if you end up with 60 plus qualifiers?
Well, that's why the crystal trials are there for.
Then you're going to weed them out because only the
under 17 girls, 400 meter hurdles alone, we have about five or six qualifiers.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you can't take out five of them on the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Corrector trials will determine who makes the team. The top two make the team, provided that the boat under the standard.
Yeah.
And then
your reserves.
The same thing for the other events.
How many reserves I get?
The only reserves you get is for the 140 meters, and that's for the relays.
That's it? I don't get a backup?
No, you don't get a backup for the other events. Only, the only backups you get is for the 100 and the 400 meters, and that's because of the 4x1s and the 4x4s.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, the Lord is your backup. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to bed. Y'all go to bed, rest, stretch.
But the last time we had a full team was when the Grift was held there in Nassau.
Okay, yeah, all right. So, you know. So I got another question for you. GSSSA, senior divisions, closing out this today. SAC 1 BAISS. What is SAC's ranking? Like, SAC and QC been holding the top spot. How do they compare against the government school track competition?
They are the top. They are the top.
CC Sweden have a good
Most of the athletes I find today in the private schools are in SAC and QC. You know, that's only because SAC and QC, they take all the athletes. You know?
Yeah.
But athletes gravitate to good programs.
So, look
that's
at...
That's what happens.
Do they gravitate to good programs or do they gravitate to people who could pay for them to train? Do we need a bit of regulation in this sporting industry? Like, I have a QC comment, but I'll say it's a bit unfair to other schools. Like, will other schools ever have a chance to develop a super strong program if schools like QC and SAC, who could find the money, continue to snatch talent?
And that's the key way right there, money. You got to be able to invest. You know, you just gotta copy the model. Look at what SAC and QC is doing and do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, bring your school up to that level.
Right. So we
may have to spend the money.
Right. We may need.
Yeah, they have a good funnel system after high school, too. So they get you into community colleges, state colleges.
Like, how do we provide that for students that are not in the private school system, you know? And you look at, call the name of your friend. Oak Tree Medical, 50th Grifter. You look at people who are willing to sponsor events, and you see them ensuring that, look, I don't know if I could afford to host a whole training camp or training program, but I'm going to make sure that when it's time to compete, you all have the resources you need to shine on the big stage. Yeah, there's even in sports, right, we have to question we have to be concerned about equality and equity, you know.
Truth.
Because the people with the most talent rarely get to hit the stage.
True.
You know, everybody's telling you about how I broke my ankle.
Mm-hmm. Playing basketball. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I flew so high in the air, the guy said, that's good for you, miss. You shouldn't have been that high in the air. You shouldn't break your ankle. I said, oh, Bill. But it was a good time, and I never play basketball again. The way my insurance is set up, I understand it.
Yeah.
So track athletes aren't the only people preparing for Corifta. The swim team is also preparing. They were at the Last Chance meet this weekend. You guys check out the Nassau Guardian. These two articles, swimmers perform at Last Chance meet and 36-member swim team named for Corifta. So you could take a look at all of the names, 11 and 12 boys and girls divisions, 13 and 14 boys and girls, and 15 and 17 boys and girls teams, and then the open water team. See, that's my thing. I was a open water, ocean free floater champion. I could float from here to Andres, unaided, no help necessary. That was my thing. So, how much does it cost to get into the event this weekend?
You mean the Griffith Trials is next week?
Next week. Let me get my money together from this weekend.
If I remember correctly, general admission is 12. I think general admission is 12.
Okay.
Or is it general admission might be 7 and VIP might be 12. Somewhere in that range. But it's not too much.
Yeah. Well, I know if you look here, if you want a duck wig today, like you're already in wig, but you need to get out, tell them your nephew flew in, swam in actually from Inagua to be at the GSSSA event, and you have to go. It only can cost you $10 for a whole rest of the day off with wig. And that's 10 for the VIP section, 5 for the general public,
yes.
3 for high school students.
And you get a whole day of track and field for just $10. You can't beat that.
If you duck in wig, don't go in the VIP section.
No, because
that's where the cameras are.
Your boss may be right there.
As well. This is a tip. In fact, be as close to the athletes as possible so you could pretend like you wig there.
Right.
Like, exactly. No, this is my other job, boss. It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get caught. Some other stories that I had out there. Jazz hits his first home run. He's back in Major League Baseball.
So good to see.
11 Bahamians make up the Great Britain roster for the World Baseball Championships. 11 Bahamians. But that's like a whole team.
I can be on Fox Saturday night, 9 o'clock.
Awesome. Here's what got me. They don't let one pitcher pitch an entire game.
Yeah. Yeah, that
but if I striking out people, look here, if I striking out people and I'm a Bahamian, I can run high straight. You're going to have to eject me from the game.
Well, that allowed us at the World Baseball Classic level, but in the major leagues, you could have a complete game.
Yeah,
I know. You could have a complete game in MLB, but they're saying that here, you're limited to about 65 pitches, and then you got to switch out.
They have a pitch count. Okay, yeah. That's similar to what we do down at JBL and Pony Legos for 10 years.
JBL, what's that?
Yeah, I'm a coach on at JBL. And we have
that's a junior baseball?
Yes, junior baseball league now. So we have pitch count rules for the 10-year division.
We
follow point of league. We have the maximum you can have in any one game is 75.
One pitcher could have 75.
That allows for the pitcher to stay fresh, man. You don't throw the pitcher, you know.
Right, so they don't get injuries. And then I imagine because it's just a one pitcher, it gives an opportunity for other people to play. To train and to get the experience. I don't know how I feel about that, man, because if I out there and I striking out by them.
Yeah, at the senior level, I don't think you should have a pitch control. It's not at the senior level. I mean, these guys are adults, you know, their bodies already developed, you know. They train on a regular basis. They could throw a full game. They could, especially like you say, if they're keeping their pitch count to a minimum.
Yeah.
You know, they could throw a full game. Now, at the minor level, what I coach, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
And they're still growing. So that's more understandable at that age level.
Yeah, and again, I think the most important part, teaching them how to read their body, listen to their body, and be able to temper themselves. I agree with you, Mr. Sawyer, there. Another baseball story just before we move into something different. We got 3 young Bahamians who are, and this is an article in the Nassau Guardian, 3 Bahamians on top 30 prospects list. When it comes to Bahamian professional baseball players in the MLB farm system, there's no shortage with more than 20 enrolled in the system, including 7 who signed earlier this year. MLB Pipeline, which evaluates the talent, released each of the 30 teams' top prospect lists on Monday.
We just need to get like one big Airbnb here and just make sure the scouts have somewhere to stay.
Ah. See, listen.
When they come.
Back to the track question.
Get themselves a cook or you know, some sort of chef to come in.
For the whole season.
Big business right there.
Right. I was about to say.
We have ourselves.
If I'm a track club, right? Mm-hmm. I want to have as many meets as possible so I have as many opportunities as possible for scouts to see my athletes perform.
Mm-hmm. The scouts, they already come down on a regular basis now. This is like a baseball hub right here in the Bahamas that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, to have 7 athletes signed this year alone.
And we're the new Dominican Republic.
And listen, let me show how they sign. Sebastian Walcott, Ian Lewis, and Ryan Reckley are included on their respective teams. Mm-hmm. Lewis signed with the Miami Marlins. He's going to join Jazz Chisholm in 2019. He's listed as number 15 on the Marlins list. Unfortunately, he was limited to 51 games, I think, last season as he suffered a broken hamate bone during the season. I don't know what that is, but I think I broke mine this morning. Lewis, congratulations. Walcott, that's Sebastian Walcott, is the youngest. Listen to this, guys. He is the youngest of the trio, signed with the Texas Rangers January of this year. Uh-huh. He's ranked at number 15 for the Rangers. Uh-huh. 16 years old, signed with a $3.2 million signing bonus. Uh-huh. That's the bonus. That ain't the
key. Highly tutored. When he first came out, he was actually number 8 on the international sign-in prospect list, right? And that's, wow, that's in all of baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the number 8 signing prospect in the international signing period. So very talented.
Right. Reckley comes in at number 22 for the San Francisco Giants. Listen.
I think Reckley signed last year, I think.
$2.2 million signing bonus for Reckley. He signed January 2022. He also had an injury, a hairline fracture on a vertebrae after being kneed in the back on a freak play.
You know, got our biggest signing bonus since we've had this payment signing?
Lucius?
It is Lucius. It is Lucius.
Yeah. Listen, let me just read off. So 11 payments make up
the
great.
To go back to Bleach World. What?
Yeah, you hear all that money?
Silent bonus.
Great Britain's team.
I think we passed it. We could train our children, but we maybe pass it now.
Okay. So I wanted to honor everybody who's supposed to get honored. Cartwright and Antoine Richardson, right? So
Antoine,
that's how you pronounce
Antoine,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, Antoine Richardson. They are gonna be our coaches, Bahamian coaches on the Great Britain team. Joining the Bahamian connection on Great Britain's team are Chavez Fernanda from the Detroit Tigers, Tanaj Thomas of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Uriel Forbes as a catcher, Lucius Fox from the Washington Nationals, B.J. Murray from the Chicago Cubs, and Deshaun Knowles from the L.A. Angels, Anthony Seymour and Trace Thompson of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Chavez Young of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Sound like a team of fellas from Fox Hill.
Yeah. That's a good lineup. You know, it's good to see Trace. You know, that's Michael Thompson's son.
The youngest son.
He's in the big league with the Dodgers.
So they're playing basketball and baseball?
No.
No, that's Clay.
No, but this is what I'm saying, right. His sons. We got Bahamian sons in the soil playing basketball and baseball. Yeah. This is awesome. So I see now why the Governor General, if anybody like me was wondering why the Governor General, when they opened up the Andre Rogers Stadium, said he can't wait to see baseball return to the number one sport in the Bahamas. This is why he could feel the undercurrent. And I love it. I love the tension because it should be swimming. It should be sailing. It should be track and field. It should be baseball. It should be basketball. It should be parking.
It should always be parking.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and these athletes are showing us why. And then I got another story here, guys. It could be, it could be boxing. It could be boxing. But I looking at the text line, I got...
Women boxing nowadays.
But this is what I'm saying. Texas, I come into you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Sawyer. It is March. It is a month of women. And
March
first,
madness.
First class promotions to stage all-female pro boxing show. After postponing the initial show in October due to injury, First Class Promotions has announced that the first all-female professional boxing show is back on the agenda. And according to promoter Michelle Munnings Minus, the show, which will honor her ex-husband, Ray Minus Jr., will have an entirely new cast of fighters from the original show. Now, the event is to honor First Class Promotions original founder Ray Minus Jr. He's suffering from ALS.
Legend.
Listen, let's talk about
his daughter's my good friend and son-in-law.
Let's talk about the legend. Impressive 37-9-1 record. 37 wins, 9 losses, 1 tie with 27 knockouts. Was the Bahamas' 5-time bantamweight champion, who went on to become the 1989 Commonwealth Boxer of the Year, 6-time British Commonwealth champion, 3-time world title contender for the WBA, EWBC, and WBO, and WBC Continental of America's champion. As for the participants on the card, Munnings Minus said that they have some heavy hitters in both the main event and the co-event. Two of the competitors were at the Olympics.
That's March 31st, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, March 31st. 10 rounds. They're going to have Lindsay Garbat from Canada fighting against Jamie the Miracle Mitchell from Las Vegas, Nevada. I got to pull for Mitchell. I mean,
she could be my cousin. Yeah, that's it.
Pull for her.
Be family.
And then in the co-main event, Simone Silva from Brazil is going to take on O'Shea Jones from Philadelphia. Listen, the tickets for the show are on sale. Oh, $35 for general, $125 for VIP. Refreshments will be provided. And tickets can be purchased at BahamasEtickets.com or call 465-2313. 465-2313. Here's something that I discovered about myself. I don't sit near the front row during boxing matches.
Well, you may catch some of that spit when they get...
No, I feel compelled to help out. There's something wrong with me. I was raised as a volunteer.
He's raised a gang.
No, Bahamians don't like to see an underdog get beat up. That's in our heart.
Yeah. At least their tops can stay on, you know, because you know, when women fight, they don't rip everything off.
Yeah. Listen, guys, we got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, I got some more junior sports here, and we got these texts. We got to get to the NBA. I forgot. The whole Western Conference is almost flipped on its head.
Adam Thielen was just released from the Vikings.
Oh, he was?
Just now.
Okay, guys, we're going to go to sport. Y'all talk during the break. Educate me. When we come back from the break, we're going to have more sports news, and we're going to focus on some international sports. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer, Sheldon Longley, joining us from the Guardian Sports Room. Have a great morning and come right back to the show.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer. Sheldon Longley, sports reporter, is joining me in the studio. And now that I've told you who the experts are, I'm Aaron Green and I am talking sports today. Gentlemen, I have a question from the audience for you. Great show as usual. Ask your guest if he thinks Harden will get a ring this year or will he have to buy one out of the pawn shop? Harden has played for the 76ers, right?
He does.
And they in third.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. They made a push a few weeks back to the top of the Eastern Conference, and they stuck there for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's fine.
You think the break, the All-Star weekend break, gave them the energy they need to sustain this little movement?
Well, they're playing very good right now. I think there's no doubt that the top three teams in the East is the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Sixers.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's my belief that whoever comes with these, I believe, will win the championship.
But what happened to the Pacers, man? Why did the Pacers drop all the way to 12th spot?
Well, they dropped off after Halliburton got hurt.
All right.
And then when they came back, I mean, the chemistry wasn't there that they were showing early in the season.
That's their point guard, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I got you.
You know, and he's also a point guard. You know,
so at that, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. He's very good. And they were gelling with him in the lineup early in the season.
Yeah.
They were in the top six. And
then they were doing fabulously.
Yeah, when he got hurt, they just dropped out.
And so I think
that's the general, that's their quarterback.
Buddy has been inspired and compelled to step up his game. He stepped up his game tremendously during this time, but it just doesn't seem to be enough to propel the Pacers into playoff contention.
Yeah, because Buddy can't pass himself the ball.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
What do we say about the Hornets?
The Hornets are done. They're too young, too injured.
Their ball gone again.
Yeah. So.
So let me ask you a question. In the Premier League, English Premier League, right? Mm-hmm. You at the bottom category, bottom of the division. You run the risk of being dropped out of the Premier League.
Yeah.
And going into a lower division.
Yeah, that's true.
Would that make basketball more exciting? Even better question, would it make it a better game? Would it improve the performance of the basketball players?
You send them to the G League.
Well, you'd send them somewhere.
Send the whole team to the G League?
Yeah, the whole team.
I mean, it'll be something against the norm.
Drop it to 15 teams right now, right?
Yeah.
So if teams are tanking.
Drop it to 13 or 14 teams. And the lowest team drops and they got to play with the G League or something until it's time to come back up. I think that would compel a whole...
Yeah, but see, the thing is, if you drop them to the G League, because these fellas, even though they may be on teams that don't have a good record,
yeah,
do you still pay these fellas top dog?
Yeah, I mean,
and then not only that, I mean, even the worst teams in the league have stars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like Charlotte still have LaMelo Ball. Right. He was an All Star a couple of years ago, you know. So they still have
Carmelo.
What's the name of the
no,
guy?
No, no, no. LaMelo.
LaMelo. Okay, yeah.
LaMelo Terry was there. They still have very good players.
Yeah.
You
know, Scary Terry's still there. You know, it's just, you know, I don't be fooled now. I don't want anybody out there to believe that the last man on the Hornets roster wouldn't come over here and completely annihilate and eviscerate.
Dominate
anybody we put on the court, you know.
Yeah. Except for Buddy Ayton.
If you look at Kai, every time Kai goes on to the G League, he's averaging 20-plus points.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he just can't make it on the...
Suggests to me it's less about his talent and more about the lack of chemistry and working out the kinks in the coaching.
Yeah.
For the Hornets
He needs a system that fits him. Yeah. You know, he also needs more playing time to really show off his talent.
Yeah.
But he's proven, and every time he goes to G League, he's proven how talented he is.
All right.
You know?
I believe somebody like... Ime Udoka would work well with him.
I think so.
Very good teacher. Ime would work well with him.
Very good teacher. Mm-hmm. He's going to get another head coaching job.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the guy from the Celtics?
Yes.
He's still coaching?
No, not right now.
I mean, he's suspended.
Yeah.
Not kicked out of the league.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, he'll be back, though.
Yeah.
He'll look good for the Hornets, boy.
So the Eastern Conference pretty much stayed the same. We've been following the Bucks, the Celtics, 76ers, and Cavs in the top four. Mm-hmm. Heat still in 7, Pacers holding 12, and Hornets 14. But in the Western Conference, Nuggets, Kings, Grizzlies.
They had a super loss. Plenty of teams have had bad losses this year.
Yeah.
It's just time for the Nuggets to get one. They get beat by 20-plus at home.
By whom, though?
The Bulls.
Woo! That's a little rough.
Yeah. The Bulls ain't going nowhere this year. You get beat by 27 points.
By them?
By them.
No, 27 points, no. That's a small lead nowadays.
Yeah, but it's a small lead because, you know, I mean, the whole league is three-point shooting, you know.
Yep.
All it is two fellas to run hot, you know.
Yeah.
They hit three each and all of a sudden.
Yeah, we have more blown 20-point leads nowadays than ever before.
Yeah, because I remember.
Been at the three-point, you know.
Yeah, you know, by a 20-point lead with 8 minutes left in the game, you better watch that game.
Yep. Yeah, no, they could very easily, especially in the land of threes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, six threes is 18 points.
The Celtics lost one the other day to the Nets.
We lead them by 28 points,
mm-hmm.
and we lost the game. We blew three games back-to-back, but we lead them by double digits.
So you're a Celtics fan?
Big time.
At least 14
Big
points.
Time.
They were leading. Yeah, but that next game, boy, I watch every second of that.
That one.
You see, because not because of you, you know, but because of my good friend, Henry.
Tell me his last name, Henry the Loser, because your team won.
Yeah, because your team won. Yeah,
no. Henry, also, you're not a loser.
Also
known
as BJ. He happens to be one of the most obnoxious Celtics fans I've ever met.
Well, there are much of us, you know, and all of us obnoxious.
Hold on, pause. Let me say good morning to Jace Michael Brandon, the biggest Celtics fan in the new era.
I have yet to hear from Jace Michael Brandon since they lost the finals. He called here after game 3. He ain't called back since.
Jace, your invitation stands to come next week. Let's talk basketball. Let's talk Celtics.
I need to meet him because I don't think anybody is a bigger Celtics fan than me.
Four, five,
you're a big Celtics fan too? But look here.
From Larry Bird time.
I grew up in a neighborhood where it was NBA time was like election time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Celtics and Lakers and the PLP and FNF. There was nothing else.
That's it.
Nobody more.
Celtics and Lakers. That's
it. So let's go to this call. Let's see. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Is that me?
Yes, sir. That's you. Good morning, Bremen. How you doing?
I'm morning, but you're not coming home with this telephone.
Oh.
But what I want to ask you, right?
Yeah.
Now you're over. What I want to ask you, parking, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they were to make parking a national game, right?
Mm-hmm.
What type of bat you would use? Well, what's the length and width of the bat you would use, because, or you desired for them to use? Because when I was young, when we used to play that more than 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
we used to either use a broom mop stick or any kind of piece of board.
Now, so, listen, parking or rounders? Y'all used to play like a home baseball?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, no, parking is wasting that.
Parking is when you grab a tennis ball and you hit somebody as hard as you could with it.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean...
What would be the distance?
It's like, okay, so it's like dodgeball, right? you throw the ball in the air, and then all the other competitors run, unless you're brave enough to stay and catch the ball. So it's the amount of distance that you can create between you and the ball in the time it takes for the ball to go in the air and somebody to catch it.
It's like the distance to hit somebody.
Any distance.
You just got to have the arms.
Yeah. If you play like me, I'm going to jump on your back. I dare you to brace me while I'm on your back. Thank you, Raymond. It's a fun school sports game. The beauty of it is that you don't need plenty resources to play it. You don't need a defined pitch or field. You don't need more than one tennis ball, because believe me, if you throw the ball too far, the game over. I'm glad we finish.
Boy, I'm glad I'm out of the parking age bracket, because man, listen to me. 1, 2, 3, got to catch the back of your head, arch your back, and pray.
Yeah, man, you're old enough.
All that funny movement is in there. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm old enough to catch a concussion from a good park.
Listen, yeah, Lord.
Western Conference Finals, DeAndre Ayton and the Suns. They were, I mean, this week, this jump, they were, I think, in the ninth spot. They were really low, and they pushed right back up to the fourth spot.
Yeah, man, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, but now he played the last three games, and then he injured himself night before last. Yeah.
So can Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton bring us what the Spurs brought us with our boy Tim Duncan, Caribbean boy?
And David Robinson?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's players saying they were known for defense as well.
Yeah.
Right. I got to see more out of this new look Suns team. I got to see something on the defensive end.
Yeah.
I think they're going to struggle in perimeter defense.
Okay. Because
they lost one of their best perimeter defenses in Bridges and McCall.
Bridges.
You know. So, and perimeter shooting is a big thing in the league now.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So you know they're going to be loaded offensively, but defensively might be a challenge.
Okay. And the Spurs were all defense.
And Durant is out for basically the rest of the season. He was warming up and just, night before last, he was warming up, regular little layup drill, floor was mussy wet, twist his ankle.
Durant, you are not me. I'm allowed to twist my ankle, not you.
Yeah, and he gone for the rest of the season.
I got so excited.
He's played three games for the Suns this season.
So
this is official, they put him off for the rest of the season?
Yeah. Wow. Well, they say he'll be evaluated in 3 weeks, but the league finish in 3 weeks. Wow.
So we're getting close to the cutoff time for playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. Teams need to be where they need to be to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the Lakers pushed all the way up to the ninth spot. I'm impressed. Remember I told you I'm following all the California teams this year. Kings are in second place. Warriors in fifth. They dropped a little bit, I think. Clippers in sixth spot. And Lakers take ninth with 2 wins in a row this week.
They are 1.5 games out of six.
What that mean?
Out of the six,
it's very close in the West.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, it's very, very tight in the rest.
So, okay, let's go right from right now.
AD playing very well.
Best team in the East, best team in the West, the worst team, but with the best chance of making it to the playoffs in each division.
Best team in the East? God, I mean, I know he can say the Celtics.
No doubt about that.
I can say the Bucks because there's something about Giannis. Giannis have a real, but I don't care who I play in with, let's go mentality.
That's what wins it. You gotta pull together whoever's on the court.
Yeah, man.
It was a game a couple of weeks ago when we played the Bucks in Milwaukee, and they had everybody. We just missing 4 starters, and we pushed them to overtime and almost beat them.
Y'all starters. I just spoke about that last week.
We almost won that game.
Y'all had nine days off between the All-Star break, right? And that was the last marquee game.
That was the first game after All-Star, you know?
No, that was the game before the All-Star break. And that was the last marquee game. Y'all decide y'all can rest your starters, you know?
No, we was injured.
Y'all wasn't injured. Y'all just played the night before. Y'all just decided, hey, you know what? We can just manage these fellas. Money fellas being played, millions of dollars. Go play ball.
But if you look at how we've been playing our Horford all season, Horford has never played back-to-back all season.
Right? Horford, 90,000 years old. He need to go sit down.
But that's one of our starters. Jaylen Brown was injured. Jaylen Brown was injured. Marcus Smart was injured. I can't remember who was the next one who sat out. Was it Tatum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tatum sat out.
Well, Tatum had played the night before.
So?
We played almost full game the night before.
So?
But we almost beat the Bucks with 4 starters missing.
Man, them fellas didn't even want to play y'all no more. That's why y'all even played that hard.
Listen, all I can hear is Bahamian, 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 Bahamian. Because I's going on a holiday too. Why would I play the best team? If I think y'all the best next to us, I ain't playing y'all. Not this late in the season.
But the best team in the West is still the Warriors. Until they are beaten,
I think he's still the way.
But the Nuggets look good, and the Grizzlies look good, you know. And Ja Morant was told that no charges will be pressed for his role in the IG Tingham. It's all well and good. He has to sit out another 4 more games now.
Yeah,
you know.
And if we use that same philosophy, then you're gonna see the best team in the East is the Celtics.
You'd say that. You'd say that. See,
I would say the best team in the West to me, I would say the Nuggets, the Denver Nuggets. You know, they've been the best team all year. They've been the number one seed. They're still the number one seed.
They have great depth.
They've been gelling all year, and Jokic is playing like he won a third straight MVP.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how it looks. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I have a text here that says, all of this international sports talk is great, but did you know that Leslie Miller in Temple Christian had an arm when it came to parking? Dear Honorable Your Excellency, Leslie Miller, you did not tell us
that
you was a
parking.
No, I believe that. The question is, would she ever let us see that? Is another thing. But I don't have to see it to believe it.
It could be our honorary parker.
I believe it.
Yeah, wow.
The question is, will we ever get to see her parking?
We could even name, you know, the ladies' MVP award after her.
I'm telling you.
Invite her to be the honorary parker.
But this is what I'm saying. Because she's
going to throw the first park.
Yeah.
let me tell you all how I hope that this is the truest text that has ever been sent to me, right? Because Leslie's father, Leslie Miller, has proven himself to be a sports stakeholder. Mm-hmm. If you are having a fun run walk, Leslie Miller was going to be there. 2 or 3, he's going to be there. Mm-hmm. He walked what he talked. Uh-huh. Right, he practiced what he preached. He was focused on sports. You could look at him now. You could see he's focused on his body. He's a healthy guy, and I appreciate that. Right,
he used to be a great athlete. He was our first baseman to run 45 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So
he could run, boy.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so I hope this is true, Leslie Miller Bryce. I hope you was a porking champion in high school, and I hope at the Bahama Games. Right, you join what I hope to be the first national porking exhibition game.
That'll be so good.
I mean, I'm telling you.
Oh, by the way, Sean Kemp is out of jail.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was released last night.
The basketball player?
Yeah.
That's how long he been in jail.
No. He was locked up 3 days ago for his alleged role in a drive-by shooting. Man, nearly 60, man. How you drive-by shooting anybody?
A, B. Y'all stop taking your grandpa to the store and doing foolishness with him and see.
No, the real story could be Ja Morant. Will he play again this season?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing.
He's definitely.
Gentlemen, be all out of time.
The Grizzlies just holding it down. Yeah. And where the NBA don't come crashing down on him.
Look here, if y'all see brother Anku Sarah, Calhoun Anku Sarah, Cleveland Aeneas III, y'all wish him a happy birthday. This is a man who is taking up a heavy load. And we stand with him and say, happy birthday, our brother. Happy birthday.
Clap.
For what you don't know.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Please come on and support the young athletes at the Grifter Trials, March 25th to 27th. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be hot this year. Grifter's going to be here in the Bahamas. I think we're going to have a lot of athletes qualifying. Please come on and support.
If you got to save your fritter money from this weekend to have enough money for next weekend, let's do it, people.
And they sell fritters out there, too?
Ah, you straight.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, producer. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next.
Have a great weekend, Aaron.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Damn it, I'll be here when your party ends. Oh, they don't need all the food, and they don't bring on the rum.